It was good of you to come, Tim.
You shouldn't be on your own.
The walls were starting to close in on me.
Yeah.
I didn't know who else to call. I felt so completely...
abandoned?
Well, I tried to get hold of Brian.
Yeah, well, it's his wedding anniversary.
Yeah. I suppose Elizabeth is at the party, too. I couldn't reach her either.
She is family.
I want this baby so badly.
I know.
I've been sitting here praying, not daring to move a muscle. I beg God, if I kept very still, please would he save it?
I'm sure it's going to be all right.
You mean he's not going to punish me?
Siobhan...
I'm sorry. I've been going out of my mind.
Look,
here.
Just try and stay calm. The bleeding stopped and there's no pain, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so my head tells me, but my body remembers the last time.
You've just got to believe that you're going to have this baby.
And how do I do that when my only other pregnancy ended in failure?
Just because something went wrong before, it doesn't automatically mean it will again.
No.
Of course not.
Well, it might.
Look, I can stay if you want.
Well...
You shouldn't be on your own.
Thanks. What happened to us? Do you ever ask yourself if our baby would have kept us together?
Of course.
Or maybe it just wasn't meant to be?
No. No, I'll never believe that.
Would have been two this year.
In January.
We should never have moved to Ambridge.
It's too late for all that.
The dream of a cottage in the country and a baby to
Siobhan,
follow.
Siobhan, what's the point? We've both got to look forward now. You to a healthy baby and me to...
Yes. You deserve some happiness.